like to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where each and every day I bring on new business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and have them share their top tips for success with you. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with all my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, moneymatterstoptips.com, and click on Become an Author to apply. All right, so today I have Craig Garcia on the line, and he's the CEO over at Reliable Contact. Craig, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Adam, for having me. It's a pleasure.
So I'm excited to get more into what you're doing over at Reliable Contact and how you're helping your clients. But before we do that, let's get a little bit more into your background. So how did you get started as an entrepreneur and in business?
Well, I guess it was the early mid-90s in the computer business, Adam. So we actually ran a computer hardware, software, and networking company in Irvine, California. We ran that business for 12 years, very successful, sold that business, and then we got into the internet marketing side of things. The internet marketing business was great. That's where you develop lead capture pages, do autoresponder follow-up drip campaigns. We were actually selling digital information, which, it's like ebooks and training products and training videos and motivational MP3s and things like that, all in a digital format where people could come in, purchase our products, and then go ahead and resell those products. So we had an incredible business. Literally over 100 and something thousand leads came through our system. Had over 11,000 paid members, and the summer of 2008, Adam, I tell you, within 6 months, we lost 90% of our business, and the market really, really just tanked and crashed. Took us about 3 or 4 years, and, eventually kind of lost everything, and we bought this little cafe in San Marcos, California. So during that transition, we moved from Irvine, California down to San Diego. And we bought this little cafe, and it was really cute, but it wasn't making any money. So I'm like, well, let's go ahead and put some of my marketing skills and talents to, building this out with, websites and, print material and lead capture pages. And we were just very generous in giving a, free breakfast sandwich away if you would just come and opt into my, lead capture page and things like that. And we went to all the different chamber mixers and meetings and things like that. So, ironically, people took notice of what I was doing on the marketing side. And that's really how Reliable Contact was born, out of failure from one business and desperation and inspiration to build my next business. So, Reliable Contact was built and formed, and it's all about CRM follow-up system. And around the CRM are all the marketing tools. So everything from lead capture pages to websites to drip auto campaigns that, drip market and follow up that way, as well as even print material. And so we had, a great designer. Eric's my business partner, and Eric does a lot of the design graphics, and I come up with a lot of the ideas and things for marketing. And lo and behold, many, many clients later, we kind of looked at who our top clients were, and so we had a really great niche and a stronghold in the real estate community. And so now we do a majority of our clientele in the real estate industry, and we do everything from the CRM software, as I said, to lead capture pages, to building out the websites, to print material, postcard marketing, flyers for them, open house signs, for sale signs, rider signs, you name it. We're pretty much a full service company in the real estate industry.
So Craig, I love your story, first of all, and how you created the, your current business, because it was essentially you're going out to market one company and everybody was begging for something else. So it's great because I think a lot of people kind of miss that part sometimes in their entrepreneurial journey, especially when they're in the middle of a pivot, so meaning changing from one business to another. So there's some people listening right now that are maybe some more tenured entrepreneurs that might find themselves in the middle of one of those pivots of either change of career from professional, a certain profession they were in, to being an entrepreneur, or maybe from one business to another. And to pull that off successfully is not easy. It's really not. What kind of advice would you give to that person that's listening right now that's in the middle of one of those kind of pivotal moments, if you will?
Well, sure. Thanks, Adam. You know, it was a really tough time for us when we're kind of losing everything, you know, our houses, our investments and everything. So to be able to really pick yourself up, put the bootstraps on and, you know, get out there and hustle again, it took everything I had, to be honest with you. I mean, it took everything I had to get a smile on my face and do that. If I had some advice, I would try to tell people to continue something that has an income while you're in transition to the next phase. That's what we did when we owned the computer business and then started the internet marketing business. We kept the computer business going until the internet marketing business was far out surpassing the income and the dollars brought in that direction. Now, I didn't have that luxury when the summer of 2008, from summer of 2008 to January of 2009, literally in 6 months, we'd lost 90% of our business. And over the next 3 years, you know, we pretty much lost everything that we worked 20 years for, including our house, including our investment properties and things like that. We have had a great market for the last five years or so. But all the economists right now, Adam, are telling me we're going to have a shift. And so in preparation for that shift, whether you're shifting career, shifting business, learning to kind of readjust to what is about to come, I've been through three recessions in my 25 or 30 years of entrepreneurship, and they're not saying this one's going to be, you know, devastational like this last one was, but it will be something like we saw in the early 90s, and I went through that one as well. I actually was a realtor in the real estate industry, and you know, it was a tougher market. Prices were coming down, people weren't buying, interest rates were going up, etc. And so if I had some more advice besides keep what you're doing going before you get the next business going or job or career, my second piece of advice for that would be to really immerse yourself. I mean, entrench yourself. Get all the knowledge, all the training, take all the courses. And Adam, I'm one of those guys who, back in the early 90s, I discovered Tony Robbins and, you know, his little infomercial at night, and you bought the 30-day program and the stuff came on cassettes. So that's telling you how old I am, right? And, you know, I've been to all these different training, motivation, and things like that, and everybody basically says the same thing. It's just repackaged a different way, right? But the basics and the philosophies are all very similar. There's not a lot of new stuff coming out. But what it does for the psyche of me, and because I'm one of those persons who have done a lot and been very successful, and you know, part of my brain was telling me, you don't need that. You've been to 100 of those, and you know, it's all the same stuff. Yada yada yada. You know everything. You're a great businessman. Blah blah blah. But the truth is, we need it, and I was totally wrong in thinking that way. If I had some advice, immerse yourself into the company or the business, get as much training as you can, and go see some other people who are doing other things or putting on other, you know, seminars and, you know, informations. And Adam, probably sign up and listen to your podcast right here, because I'm sure you've had some amazing guests with some great tips and great information. So those are the types of things that I would do. One, keep the business going before you pivot and transition. If you can't do that, go all in, right? Go all in with all the training, the learning, the education that you possibly can. And, yeah, you may spend some 12 or 14 or 16-hour days, but that's what it takes.
That's awesome. Great advice. And I love what you said about staying immersed in that creative and inspirational atmosphere, and it's great. I mean, because it just makes so much sense, and I can't agree with you more. Let's switch it up a bit. So you gave us a little bit about what, you know, the history, obviously, and some of the things you're currently doing at Reliable Contact. Give us a little bit more, because you used some key words there that not everybody understands, like drip campaign, some other things like that, that, you know, for us, they're common knowledge being marketing guys, but not everybody listening knows and understands the importance of it. So let's get a little bit more into the structure of that, please.
Sure. Well, most businesses, to be successful, you need clients, right? You need customers. You need an influx of new people that you're selling your products and services to. So the first thing, and what we were really great at, especially in the internet marketing days of the 2005-2009, is lead capture pages. So that's, you know, we're in the real estate industry, so what we do is through our Reliable Contact CRM software system is we create an opt-in form for our realtor partners. And the opt-in form, it's just simply a web page that you can share on social media that asks people for their name, their email address, and their phone number. And the real easy way to get email addresses and phone numbers is when a real estate agent is sitting at an open house and people are walking through their front door. We recommend that they get either a laptop or a pad and ask the people when they first walk in for, you know, for security purposes, safety and security, please sign in. The homeowners have asked you to sign in so that they know who are coming into their home. And, of course, once they sign in and give the name, email address, and phone number, those create leads. And so the leads are then brought into the CRM software system where perhaps maybe a half hour later, so after they've left the open house, there's a nice welcome follow-up email that goes out that says, thank you for attending the open house. And that drip campaign can be customized to the particular property that the real estate agent was sitting at. And then from there, a series of emails will go out over the next 3 months. And then they fall into a category of open house guests. So that way people can continue to go and search through the CRM, through the hundreds or even thousands of people that may be in their CRM, of the people who were searching for open houses. Because the truth is, if they're looking at an open house, it doesn't mean they're buying today, but it does mean they're pretty interested in looking to buy sometime. So whether that's, you know, 30 days, 90 days, even 6 months to a year, a CRM with a follow-up system is really key to almost all businesses. And that's awesome. It goes much deeper into, you know, into that as far as the intellectual thought process and, you know, the psyche behind purchasing and buying and selling and, you know, things that you can offer and things that you can say and that sort of thing. So that's kind of one of the really key tools to being successful is generating leads, following up, and closing more sales.
Fantastic. So, Craig, if somebody's listening to this and they want more information on Reliable Contact or to reach out to you, what's the best way for them to get that info?
Adam, thanks for asking. ReliableContact.com, just like it sounds, it's singular, not plural, ReliableContact.com. My name is Craig Garcia. Our business line is 760-481-7166. You can find me, Craig Garcia, on LinkedIn and Facebook. I'm here in San Marcos, California, to help separate the other Craigs out there.
Fantastic. Well, hey, Craig, really appreciate you coming on the show today and telling us more about your background and tips and also the great work you're doing over at Reliable Contact. So thank you for that. And to the audience, as always, really appreciate you tuning in. I hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review, do all those great things we do to support our podcasters. I really do appreciate it. And Craig, thanks again for coming on the show.